welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Bishop Reedy taking on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard-Bradley. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
It is a simmering late summer night as we get ready for week number three of the high school football campaign alongside the coach. I'm Randy Reinhart. Larry Wolf, you look at this matchup tonight, and boy, you want to talk about a big hill to climb for Bishop Reedy, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. You take a look at what they've done in the past. Six consecutive playoff berths, three consecutive conference championships. They play in the Miami Valley Conference Scarlet Division. They've won 46 of their last 49 regular season games. And the guy that coaches this squad knows Central Ohio pretty well, the former New Albany head coach and Mark Mueller. So Brian Cross and company do not have an easy road to hoe here tonight.
Well, they're up against it. This Cincinnati Hills team has been good for a long, long time. I remember when they first started down here. They started a program that was pretty good, and it's just gotten better and better and better. So this will be an uphill climb for the Silver Knights tonight.
In fact, in the last 2 years, they lost to Coldwater in the playoffs last year. They lost in the second round, and 2 years ago, they lost in the state championship game in a season where the Eagles went 14-1. So ironic for Mark Mueller. He leaves the Eagles of New Albany for the Eagles of Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. For Bishop Reedy, you know, we got to look at that situation. Devin Dukes, we'll talk about that. He will play tonight. He was questionable before this game, but he will start. And that'll mean a lot to that offense to have him at running back and also maybe on kick returns. With that being said, we'll pause. On the other side, we'll hear from both head coaches. And we'll remind you as we head to a break, this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people. With the highest levels of skill, training, and experience. And why we invest in the best equipment. From life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live. Work. Play. Love. Mount Carmel. Because of you.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, a familiar name and voice. We're talking with Mark Mueller. And, Coach, welcome to AMA 20. And how's it feel to go from New Albany and matriculate down to, I guess, what was your hometown, correct, down in Cincinnati?
It's been good. It's just, I needed a couple years to gather some thoughts and get some breaks. But it's been good to get back to my hometown and also get back in the head coaching.
Longtime head coach at New Albany is... Also got ties to Finneytown and now finds himself down there near the Mason area coaching the Eagles. Talk about your team this season, 2-0 early in the campaign. What do the Eagles offer?
Well, you're going to see a spread offense that highlights a tailback that's fun to watch, Keyshawn Gamble, and has multiple offers. And we got a quarterback that's one first-year starter for us that can throw it around a little bit. And so you're going to see some fun things on the offensive side. And then you're going to see a normal defense where we're kind of a bend-and-don't-break type of defense. make offenses go, you know, more than 8 to 9 plays, and hopefully they'll make a mistake during that time, and we'll capitalize.
Coach, a two-part question. Why coach in the Cincinnati area, and what was the biggest challenge you faced as you took over as head coach?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to get home. So when I left New Albany, you know, I taught for one more year and decided to make a move, get back to the Cincinnati area. My parents live in Mason, so it's time to get back closer to them that we haven't done. And the opportunity opened up last year with, you know, to be able to volunteer at Cincinnati Hills Christian, and then the opportunity of a head coaching position opened up this year. And I figured if I can be my son's father for the rest of his life, I can only be his coach for 2 years. So I jumped on that opportunity.
Great point. Well, let's talk about keys to victory tonight. You know a lot about Bishop Reedy from in the past. What do you have to do to come out on top in that game tonight?
I think the big thing is not make mistakes. We went against Coach Cross last year, and I've done many, many battles with him up at Orange and the Orange, and a Coach Cross team is not going to make tons of mistakes. They're going to be very fundamentally sound, and they're not going to beat themselves. So what we have to do is eliminate our mistakes and just play good defensive football and take our opportunities on offense when we get them.
Coach, is it still as much fun now as it was a long time ago when you started coaching as just a lad?
You know what, it is. And the one thing that I've found is at this school, these kids are neat. I've never, in my 22 years of high school coaching, had my hand shaken after every practice by multiple kids. So, and just them coming up and saying thank you. And then, you know, on a personal note, the ability to incorporate some spiritual life, praying openly with the team is something that, at a public school we had to kind of watch. And so allow us to be who we are and say what we want to say with these kids.
Coach, best of luck tonight and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Randy.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today. Because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Silver Knights, Brian Cross. And coach, give us an overview of the first 2 weeks of the season. You're 1-1. How would you assess your team's play?
You know, I think we made some strides from week one to week two. We played a good football team that kind of wore us out in game one. Their speed got to us at the end of the game, and they put up some points in the fourth quarter. In week two, we played a very solid football game. Offensively, I think we possessed the ball for probably 32 minutes of the game, and they had the ball for 18, so we were happy with what we did offensively. One major breakdown, they had a kickoff return for a touchdown, and we've got to clean that up. We've got to work hard in our punting game and try to increase our punting distance. Overall, we made the strides in game two that we needed to, and we're going to have to make bigger strides this week against Cincinnati Christian Hills Academy.
Talk about A-squared, Austin Aiello at quarterback. What does he offer you?
So far, Austin, you know, being a sophomore, and this is his first year as a starter, he's thrown the ball very well for us. If I remember correctly, he has 4 touchdown passes and has thrown 2 interceptions. He's managed our offense well. He's going to be a good quarterback. He reminds me of a guy that played for me at Grove City, Nathan Poole, as a sophomore. He's a little on the slight side, being 5'10", 145, so he's going to get bigger, a little bigger, but he's going to get stronger. And I think he has the makeup to be a very good high school football quarterback.
as we leave the offense, what is the strength of that side of the ball?
The strength for us is our running game. Devin Dukes and Brandon Burks, those two guys, they run the ball hard. And I think we have some really good receivers that if you really gear up to stop our run, then we've got to use the play-action passes. And these guys have the speed to go deep, and they have good hands. So that's probably going to be the key to our success is running the football and play-action passing in a quick passing game.
How about a preview of your defense? What makes them effective after two games?
You know, we're getting better each week, and we're becoming better tacklers each week, and we're trying to teach the kids to get off the blocks, and that's something that, you know, you watch high school kids that they have a tendency to try to look where the runner's going instead of using their hands and getting rid of the blocker and getting to the football. So those are the things we work on. We work on tackling awfully hard like everybody does, and we got better from week one to week two, and we're really going to have to be good at it this week because these guys got some size and they have some speed and they have a quarterback that can pinpoint the football.
Coach, best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. You are listening to the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com. WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Brian Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Welcome to the Central Catholic League Game of the Week as Reedy takes on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy tonight. Let's get you updated on the other Catholic teams in the area. What's going on this weekend? Hartley is on the road at Marion Franklin. DeSales hosts Canal Winchester. Watterson hosts Walsh Jesuit. St. Charles is on the road at Big Walnuts. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic hosts Columbus Academy. And Fisher Catholic tomorrow afternoon at 4 hosts Northridge. Don't forget, stay tuned after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. We'll give you all the area scores and talk to some of the coaches as well. Let's head out to Hilliard-Bradley High School now to R-Squared. Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the call of tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, great job as always. We'll hear from you and Lee at halftime with scores from the contests around the area. Then, of course, the much ballyhooed and outstanding scoreboard show they do after the game. And by the way, to get the most up-to-date and complete scores from the OCC City League, CCL, Licking County League, and the Mid-State League, go to the new AM820scoreboard.com website or follow us on Twitter at AM20scoreboard.com. And they do a fabulous job on that post-game show, so please check that out. Larry, Reedy won the toss. They're going to get the ball first. But you look at this, is this a little bit of David and Goliath here?
Well, it's maybe not quite David and Goliath, but if Reedy can just maintain possession of the football, they can shorten this game and keep it within striking distance. Because I'm going to tell you what, the Cincinnati Hills team is explosive. They have great athletes. And if Reedy lets it happen, it could get out of hand early.
Well, they have a running back named Keyshawn Gamble that last week touched the ball five times for 292 yards, four touchdowns. Of the five times he touched the ball, he was touched only one time. They played Breathitt County, Kentucky. Now, I've got to tell you, I've covered Kentucky football. It is not anywhere near the level of football that we have here in Ohio. And he played a very small portion in that contest, probably only about 15 to about 20 minutes of that game, and had the five touches, good for four touchdowns. And again, he was only touched one time past the line of scrimmage. So this kid is a huge factor. Also, the quarterback, Danny Vanatsky, 6'2", 190. And this guy has got an arm, a first-year starter, but I don't think they knew what they had in this kid. And he's also very effective for them, too. So it's kickoff time now for the Eagles. They'll kick it off from right to left. Reedy to get the football underway. Week number three of the CCL Game of the Week. And the return is bobbled, now scooped up, and across the 10 to the 15 to the 20 on the return. Coming back, it's Crowder right up the gut, and Crowder takes it all the way up to the 45-yard line. Jerron Crowder lost the handle there at around the 14 and went from left to the middle of the field between the hashes and took it right up the gut and had a return of 31 yards and good field position for Reedy to start this contest.
Sometimes when you fumble that initial kickoff, everybody runs pass the ball carrier, and that's pretty much what happened, and it created a seam down the middle, and Crowder took it north and south, and actually he ran south. He didn't take it north and south. He ran south, and he did a nice job.
Covered his father when he played for Eastmore. First and 10 now for the Silver Knights from the 45-yard line. Austin Aiello is the quarterback. He's got the backs offset on his first down play. And off going to go to Devin Dukes, tries to look for a seam and squirms forward to the 48-yard line. Interior five, let's call it six up front for the Silver Knights. Tight end Ryan Wood, and then working our way across, it's Cade Cantor, who used to be the tight end last season, Cody Speakman, Patrick Jansen, along with Anthony Baum and Lance Gallion. The split end is Jalen Lake. Austin Aiello, the quarterback. The flanker or wing back is Teron Crowder or Kevin Morrison. Brandon Burks is the fullback, and the running back is Devin Dukes. He gains three, second and seven now from the 48, and we'll guess for 40 seconds into this contest. We'll tell you why we guessed in just a second. From the gun, the handoff around the right side. Dukes looks for a gap. He's got it. 45, keeps his legs turning to the 40-yard line and knocked out of bounds at the 38 and has another first down. The scoreboard here at Bradley has red numerals. When the sun is still up, you cannot see any of the numerals at all because they are just washed away by the sun. 14-yard gain, by the way, by Devin Dukes, who left the game after three plays last week, Larry, but looks to be healthy here tonight.
Right, I saw that game last week, and he had 40 yards and three carries and then had to leave and actually was taken to the hospital. And you just hope he can continue to play well, because if he can carry the ball for Reedy, let's say, 25 times tonight, that means he'll be able to ball possess it and keep Cincinnati Hills off the scoreboard.
And right guard Anthony Baum just limped off the field. He's replaced in the line. First and 10 from the 38 now of the Eagles. Handoff goes to the up man. And there is very... they got it. At first, I thought it was a fake because I saw everybody running the other direction. But Brandon Burks hit the line of scrimmage and then was pushed back some 10 yards all the way to the 48-yard line. Forward progress is going to be marked right near the 38. In fact, he'll probably lose a half yard, so we'll call it second down and 11. But they pushed him back with that surge, Larry, all the way back to the 48-yard line.
I think the line of scrimmage hit Brandon Burks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he hit it because the defensive tackle for Cincinnati Hills, for 77, Nick Noyan, he just did a great job of closing down that trap.
6'2", 280, and a senior, large as a barge, returning starter up front, Kyle Mueller, the coach's son, joins him. Also, Darian Woods up front. They go 215 and 216, respectively. Devin Dukes around the left side. Has a gap, 35, 30, 25, Dukes, 20, 15, 10, 5. Devin Dukes in for the touchdown. He gets the score from 39 yards out, and about 119 into this contest, the Silver Knights up 6-0.
That's not necessarily a surprise that Devin Dukes has the ability to do that. He's big, he's strong, he got to the corner, he got his shoulders downhill, and he just outran the defenders. He is a big, strong kid, and he rushed for over 2,000 yards last year. So this is not a surprise if they can just keep him healthy and keep him on the field.
Aiello to hold, and A.J. Craddock, the freshman, who is solid as a kicker out there to make it 7-0. Good snap, there's the kick, plenty of leg, it is up, it's good. 7-0, and the sun goes behind a cloud. I can tell you, indeed, we were right. 10:41 left to go, first quarter. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer, which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to Hilliard-Bradley High School. Dukes takes it in from 39 yards out. Crash Craddock with a PAT. Four plays, 55 yards. 1:19 off the clock, and we stand at 7-0. Remember Billy Crash Craddock?
No.
He was a singer. You don't remember. Greg Savaldi remembers.
He has nobody else to remember.
Oh, stop it. Surprised by the early score by the Silver Knights?
No, not necessarily. If you give the ball to a guy that can rush for 2,000 yards in a season, good things are going to happen. And if Reedy can continue to do that, more good things will happen.
So Craddock has a teed up at the 40. Silver Knights in the black jerseys, white numerals trimmed in silver with silver helmets and matching pants. Three back deep in the middle. One of the guys you talked about, Keyshawn Gamble, flanked by Adam Baker and Alex Barnard. And Gamble, the real deal, at 6'1 and 210 pounds. They kick it high and not that deep. And the return's going to start from the 23-yard line. On the return, it's Baker, and Baker takes it up the middle right up to the 40-yard line, and that's where the Eagles will start on offense. First and 10 in this contest. Up front in the interior five for Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, it's Nick Noyan, Ryan Wickman, Josh Pyle, Mitchell Stryker, and Peyton Breeze. Tied in is Mason Bernhardt, the split end Adam Baker, quarterback Danny Vanatsky. The other split ends include Chris Carnes and Isaac Carpenter. And Keyshawn Gamble is the running back. They love that spread look. Steve Metz is the offensive coordinator. Run to pass mix is 60-40. They'd like it to be 70-30, and they'll go right now with two wide to the bottom, tight end to that side, one wide to the top, one back in the backfield. That's Gamble. And he gets the handoff. And he's got a gap across the 40, 45, picks the openings, gets up there maybe the 48 or the 49-yard line. A gain of almost nine on the play. It'll be second down and one from there. Defensively for the Silver Knights, Steve White, the D coordinator there, used to play for Brian Cross at Grove City. Charles Omame, along with Patrick Jensen, Anthony Baum, and Darius Martinez. Other guys will mix in. We'll tell you about that as the evening progresses. Linebackers Donald Butts, Ryan Wood, Brandon Burks and Chase Jones, Kevin Morrison, Cade Dent, and Teron Crowder also seeing time in the secondary and the linebackers. Vanatsky looking to throw, has an opening, sees no receivers, takes it across the 45, down to the 40 of the Silver Knights, and goes out of bounds at around the 38. So Danny finding an opening there, Larry, and making something out of nothing.
Yeah, that's something that simply cannot happen. Reedy's going to have their hands full trying to stop Keyshawn Gamble, but you cannot allow Danny Vanatsky to go back and pass and then you get out of your lanes, in your rush lanes, and you give him a seam up the middle. That can't happen. You have to be more disciplined than that and keep him in the pocket.
Saw Adonis Moore out there, feet 280 and a sophomore. First and 10 now from the 38-yard line, looking for the quick pop. The pass deflected, incomplete. Receiver got a paw on that football, and that was about it, as it was intended on the play for Chris Carnes. It'll be second out of 10.
They were attempting to throw that to Adam Baker, and he's 6'2", 190-pound wide receiver. Now, you know, that's a big wide receiver for Division III, Division IV football players. He's a tall, rangy. He looks like a basketball player. He's got these real long arms, big kid.
Yeah, but Carnes got in the way.
He did get in the way.
He's wide at the top, two wide at the bottom, tight end at the top of the set, one back, Gamble. The right of Vanatsky now in the second down and 10 play. And Keyshawn has it inside the 35. Sheds those that want to tackle him and is brought down at the 33-yard line. That is a muscular young man who got through three different defenders and finally was brought down at the 33.
Well, Brandon Burks just threw his body into his legs. That's not going to do it. You're going to have to wrap him up. If you don't wrap him up, his feet are going to continue. Keyshawn is a big, strong running back. I mean, he is an outstanding running back. You can't get him down by simply just hoping. You have to wrap him.
Two wide to either side. Third down and five now from inside the 33. 9:20 left to go. Vanatsky on the quarterback draw. Takes it inside the 30. 25 down to the 22, maybe the 21. And that's enough for an Eagles first down.
The rushers for Reedy are getting up high and wide, and they're creating running lanes inside. That was simply a quarterback draw, and so they just kicked both of the defensive ends out with their tackles, walled the inside defenders down, and they had a big running lane.
So first and 10 now from the 22-yard line. 9:09 left to go in the quarter. Gamble's got it right side, and this time his churning will do him very little good. He'll get maybe a yard, perhaps two on the play. Gets it inside the 21-yard line as the interior. That Silver Knight defense is there to help stop him, including Juan Martinez, or make that Darius Martinez, 5'11", 200. And then Adonis Moore also helping to make the hit on the play.
And Patrick Jansen was in on that as well. I mean, it seemed like the entire interior line of the Reedy Silver Knights stopped that run. That's what they're going to have to do is gang tackle.
They're going to mark it as a gain of two. Second and eight now from the 20. 8:37 left to go in the quarter. Silver Knights lead, and there's a flag before we start the play.
Penalty flag.
And I think it's going to go on the offense.
It is. It's going to be offsides.
Yeah, well, we had somebody lined up in the neutral zone for the offense.
Funny, there's only one football. How hard can this be? I used to yell at my kids all the time. The officials would say, I want them to line up on me. I said, why? There's only one football. They can find the football, and if they can't, they can't play. It's not that difficult. I mean, it's brown. It's got white stripes.
Now, wait a second. Now they're saying it's against Reedy. They initially twice gave the call that it was on the offense, but now they say it's on the defense for encroachment, lined up in the neutral zone.
Just kidding.
So it'll be second down and three. Roger Edzinger is your referee. Your umpire is Adam Metz. And Steve Metz is the offensive coordinator. We got two Metzes out there. And Vanatsky rolls, looks, pass incomplete, underthrows the intended receiver at the goal line. That was number 44, Mason Bernhardt, the tight end. By the way, there's also two Edzingers on the officiating crew. Roger is the referee. The line judge is Eric Edzinger. Back judge is Mark Cote. And the linesman is Greg Scheck. Adam Metz is your umpire. And you were talking to a couple of the guys before the game. They know I'm a big Tribe fan, too. We're talking Tribe baseball there.
There's a lot of Tribe fans these days. But where were they when we were struggling?
1964, Felix Mantilla, Boston Red Sox, beat the Indians. That's the last time I saw the Tribe lose in person, believe it or not. And we had little motion up front there. I think we had a false start this time on the offense.
Maybe.
Yeah. It was a good job that time because Patrick Jansen saw movement by the offensive line, and then he moved as well, too. But the false start preceded the encroachment, so mark it back 5 to the 20-yard line. Right now, is the sun a factor out there, Larry?
Only if you're throwing the ball to the wide side of the field, to the east side of the field. If you're looking back into it, yes, but it shouldn't be a problem.
Adam Baker goes to the top and set two receivers to that side. Tight end to the bottom and a wide out, too. Vanatsky looking, has time, guns it across middle, pass is complete, catching it in stride and churning and trying to break the plane of the goal line. Did he get in? They're saying no touchdown on the catch by number 6, Chris Carnes.
That was just too easy. Carnes went down, just did a little turn-in route, and the cushion was too wide. When you get inside the red zone, you have to tighten down, and you have to make them throw the ball over the top of you.
So it'll be first and goal inside the one. And you go from the gun when you're inside the one?
Sure, why not? That's what you do.
Plenty of fun. Will it be a run? It is, and it's done. And it's Gamble who takes in for the touchdown.
Wow, a little Dr. Seuss going on up here.
7-6 is the score. They're looking for more. All right, I'm done.
2 minutes.
And by the way, Larry, you thought it might take a minute or so? It took him a couple minutes to score.
I'd fire the coach.
In the booth here? Mark Mueller, did you hear that?
He's not listening. He doesn't get our channel.
Volunteered there last year, now in his first year as head coach after 8 years leading the New Albany Eagles. Extra point time now for Blake Shett. There's a snap. There's the kick. Not artistic. It's good, though. We're tied at 7. 8:09 left to go. And we'll pause for 30 seconds. CCL Game of the Week is presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
The Sales has an early 2-0 lead following a safety 2 minutes into the game over Canal Winchester, and North Union leads Grandview 7-0.
Joe Morrow against one of his old schools.
You
one of his old
that.
Schools.
Yeah.
He said one of them.
You could put all of his old principals in a bus and it'd be filled.
That was a 9-play, 60-yard drive that usurped 2:27 off the clock. Gamble from a yard out. Sheffer with the PAT. And he will have the honors again to kick off. And again, that was Larry Wolf that said that, too. So it's going to be quite a contingent at your door when you get home.
I've been thrown out of better places.
I would doubt it. Tied at 7. 3:51 into this contest. I have only one hope, one prayer for tonight. We end this game before midnight.
After a
line drive affair. After this morning's game. It was fun, though. Ooh. Oh! Two Reedy guys collide on the return that time. Was Kevin Morrison, and he ran into one of his own teammates, who was coming back, took a step back to block, and he ran right into Morrison.
He ran into Donald Butts. Donald Butts gets a tackle on that, I think.
Okay.
Stop was by Shiver.
All right. Impressed by that first drive by the Silver Knights when they were able to come down and score?
Sure. I mean, they gave the ball to their best running back, and he got good yards for him. And if Cincinnati Hills doesn't stop that, they're going to see that all night. It's going to be one of those 52-51 games again. Just as long as we get done by 1 o'clock.
I was in bed by 1:35. But I tell you what, there's a memorable night. Reynoldsburg led 51-24 over Olentangy. And somewhere after 11 o'clock, Olentangy found their offense again and came back with 4 touchdowns and won at 52-51. And Reynoldsburg had a chance in the last 30 seconds, too. First and 10 now. We've got whistles and flags again before we start the play. So not crisp on the timing early on. False start. The call on the offense, it's going to go from the 32 back to the 27, first and 15 from there with 8:03 left.
Now, these are the kinds of penalties that are just silly, and they're going to hurt Reedy because they don't have the ability to go vertical with the passing game that Cincinnati Hills has. So when you get first and 15, now you're behind the chains, and it causes some real problems.
Chase Jones will check in. Tron Crowder checks out. Aiello comes to the sidelines to get some words of wisdom.
Among other words.
Brian Cross, the head coach and the offensive coordinator, calls the offense a spread with wing T principles. That's like both extremes of the spectrum there almost. First and 10 from the 27. Make that first and 15 from there. Dukes nothing to the right side. Looks for a gap to the left side. And they wrap him up right around the 29-yard line. He looked for that second opportunity. And some of the Silver Knights thought the pounding continued after the whistle. But he'll maybe get a yard or two. They're going to give him forward progress to near the 30-yard line. So we'll call it a gain of almost three. We'll call it second and 12 with 7:44 and ticking here in the first quarter. Tied at seven apiece. My watch finally died, Larry, after 20 years.
Wow.
One of the watches the Boots gave me, I'm actually forced to wear now.
I never keep a watch that long. Coaching, I could never keep a watch more than a season. Somehow it always ended up getting broken.
I love my Iron Man because it's got the digital readout. That's all I ask for. Now I've gone old school with this thing. It weighs about 70 pounds. Second down and a dozen, and now we've got flags again, this time thrown by the back judge.
How can that be delay?
That was a quick 25 seconds.
I'm telling you, because they just had a penalty.
Penalties against Bishop Reed. Delay a game.
Maybe he was only using the even numbers.
22, 24.
And then he figured 26 was next. It had to be a penalty.
There's a reason why he didn't teach math, right?
25 or 6.
There you go. Here we go. 7:06 left to go. It is now second down.
To four.
Doing a little Chicago here.
Mm-hmm.
They need 17 up to the 42. They need to go. They're at the 25. One wide either side. Actually, two now. One man in the slot makes the catch far side. In fact, he gets the ball and turns upfield. That's Jalen Lake. Lake knocked out of bounds as he approaches the 30-yard line. Had a 25-yard touchdown catch against Briggs and a 57-yarder against Whitehall. And he is just a sophomore, 5'11 and 190.
Last week against Briggs, he caught a ball in the back corner of the end zone over the top, and he got a foot down. It was spectacular. It would have made the ESPN highlight. It was a beautiful catch.
They just slid the football forward one length of the football. That was interesting. Moved it up, so now the ball is touching the 30-yard line. Our umpire did that, so I think he has permission. Third down, and we'll call it 12 from there. 6:15 left to go, nearly halfway through the quarter, tied at 7 apiece. Passing down for the Silver Knights, we'll find out. Nope, it's Duke's time. Off the right side, he'll get up to the 35, falls forward to the 36-yard line, and that is it. So they're about 6 yards shy of the first down, is making the hit on the play. Number 44, Mason Bernhardt, who'll lose some time at defensive end. 6'5", 200, and a junior. And that's the thing. They don't have a large roster. They don't have many small guys on this team either.
No, they're big, they're thick, they're fast, they're athletic. You know, they fill up the uniform good. They don't have any sloppy guys. They all look like they're fit, and they're trim and athletic looking.
Austin Aiello, the quarterback, stays in to punt. Standing back at his own 20-yard line. Goal is for him to get 30 yards on a punt. Snap a little low. There's the kick. It's a high-hanging punt. And doesn't call for the fair catch, and he is punished for it.
It's about 26 yards on that punt.
Adam Baker, 26 is the net. No return. So it'll be back to the Eagles now. They'll have it with 5:22 left in the quarter. First and 10 from their own 38-yard line.
Now, Reedy has to put a stop on these guys. In other words, they just can't be allowed to just go down the field with impunity. And the thing that hurt Reedy on the last drive was the penalty. If they don't get the penalty, they're sitting at a fourth and one at the end of that. They might just go for it.
And there's yet another flag that was tossed on the far side of the field that we didn't see it around the 30-yard line. And it looks like this will be a penalty that's attacked onto the end of the play. And I think it's going to be a holding call. They're going to mark it back from the 38 back to the 28-yard line.
Well, now that becomes a 36-yard punt net.
And indeed, holding is the call. So first and 10 for the Eagles from the 28-yard line. 5:22 left to go in the quarter. We're tied at 7 apiece. Two wide to the bottom. One back to the right. Fatansky, the quarterback. And coming from bottom to top in stride to get the handoff this time is Adam Baker trying to turn the corner. But always a difficult play. Hartley likes to run that a lot, too, to the short side of the field. But if things don't go well, there's not a whole lot of room to navigate. The acreage ended for him shortly across the 30-yard line.
If the defense stays lateral to the line of scrimmage and just stays in their relative position, in other words, if you're hooked, stay hooked and just push to the sidelines,
You ran out of room on that play.
Yeah, they're at the far hash right now, going from right to left. 5:16 left to go. Gain of about three on the play. Second down and seven from there. Gamble gets the handoff off the right side. 30, 35-yard line. Keyshawn across the 40, the 45, and churns out to around the 46 or the 47-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds along the far side by Teron Crowder, but that's enough for an Eagles first down. DHCA is a team that has been there before. As we mentioned, last year, 10-2, lost to Coldwater in the playoffs. 2 years ago, 14-1, lost to Coldwater in the title tilt. State runner-ups in 05 and also in 14, six consecutive playoff berths as well, too. First and 10, they're going to say he stepped out at the 45. So right there is a first down for them with 5:09 left to go. As Gamble again finds a gap, right hash, and continues to churn. And drag defenders all the way inside the 45-yard line to round the 41-yard line before he's brought down on the play by Donald Butts, who grabbed a hold of him and didn't let go.
Yeah, it looked like a rodeo there, trying to put a saddle on him because the bucking Bronco was heading downtown.
Gain of 14, first and 10 now from the 40, approaching 5 minutes left to go. And Gamble's going to bounce it outside. There was nothing to the right tackle area, so he bounced it further outside and churns and bounces again out of bounds near the far sticks. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds. Because he bounced about two or three times along the far side. While they're going to say all the way inside the 32 near the 31-yard line, Larry picked up nearly nine on that play. And it looked like a play that would have been stopped near the line of scrimmage.
This CCHA offensive line is doing a great job. I mean, they're just getting a body on a body, a hat on a hat, and they're just staying with their man, and they're giving the ball to their best running back, and he's making people miss.
Second down and a long one for Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. Rolling to the left is Vanaski. Vanaski looking, rolling, tucking, keeping, then guns it downfield the last minute and throws, and the pass nearly picked off. A last-minute decision to throw the ball and in and out of the hands of Cade Dent in the secondary and also the backup quarterback.
That one should have been picked. He had that in both hands and just, I think he was looking downfield to run with it.
Danny Vanatsky, the 6'2", 190-pound junior signal caller, transferred in from Indian Hills, so he sat out the first five games last season. He is a coach's son. Do you know his dad? Have you ever heard of him? Long-time coach down in that area. I think he's assisting in the Loveland program, maybe on the middle high school level now, so he can watch his son play on Friday nights. Third down and just less than two. Gamble gets the handoff, and they got it. Brought him down in the backfield. Great job defensively. The penetration there that time by Darius Martinez.
That was Alex Barnard carrying the ball that time.
Yep. 21 instead on the carry. Alex Barnard. Wonder why he went down so easily. So Barnard gets the carry, and Barnard, 5'10", 165, and a sophomore, gets hit back at the 32-yard line. So it'll be a loss of a couple now, so it's going to be fourth down and a legitimate three. But I look for them to go for it with Vanatsky at quarterback.
Well, they really have two choices here. They can give the ball to the big dog, Keyshawn Gamble, or they can go back to pass and let Danny Vanatsky run the ball with the quarterback draw. Oh, they're going to punt it.
Well, he's also the punter. Gamble, by the way, can punt the ball, too.
Be careful. This could be a fake.
See who the up man is. The up man is number five. It's Kyle Renners, one of the wide receivers. But Vanatsky has it, and he will boot it and try to angle it to the left side. And it's going to hit inside the 10, dribble inside the 5, and be downed at the 1-yard line. Can't draw it up any better than that with 3:46 left to go. So a perfect punt to pin the Silver Knights deep, and they'll have it first and 99 now.
You're trying that alliteration thing again, aren't you? Perfect punt
no,
to pin.
No, I'm not. You know, you're lucky I'm awake right now.
Too bad it's not the Panthers. You got a perfect punt to pin the Panthers.
Nothing.
I'm lucky you're awake. You're lucky you're awake. If you fall asleep, there's going to be a lot of dead air. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Ayala, the last one to check onto the field now for the Silver Knights. Last week against Briggs, Austin was 9 of 16, passing 108 yards and two touchdowns. Before that, against Whitehall, 5 of 15, 177 for two touchdowns and one pick. And the tailback now is 7 yards deep in Dukes in the end zone.
Not
and
anymore.
He gets out of there and gets it out across the 5. Near hash mark going left to right on your radio dial or your computer screen. And he's got it out near the 6, perhaps even the 7-yard line with 3.5 left to go in the first quarter.
You know, one of the things we used to do coming out of the end zone like that is we'd oftentimes throw the fade route simply because you get manned up coverage. You get one-on-one on the wide side and just throw it up to a receiver who can catch it. It gives you a chance to get out of the hole in a hurry.
Yeah, you negate about 20 guys on the field.
That's right. You just eliminate all the guys that can hurt you.
Again, they go from the triple I set. Dukes has got it off the right side. Looks for a gap. Pass it outside. 10, 15, 20. Devin Dukes, 25, 30, 35. And knocked out of bounds across the 40-yard line, saving the touchdown on the play number 29, Austin Young.
What Reedy did there is they went to the stack eye, the triple eye, and then they wrapped the left guard around. So it was basically a power play. They're going to get a double team back to the weak side linebacker, and they've got a lead, two lead blockers, and a wrapping guard coming through the hole, and it opened up big time. Reedy should stick with that. That's a good offensive sequence for him.
Gain of 37 on the play. The drive started at the one. Now they're at their 44-yard line. First and 10 from there. Dukes now across the century mark in this quarter because that long touchdown run as well, too. He's got 108 yards now and seven carries. Patrick Jansen up over the football on a first and 10 from the 44-yard line. Lake to the top. Tied into the bottom. Backs from an eye. And off goes to the up man, gets it across the 45, up to the 47, maybe the 48-yard line. That time it's Christian Schell, it looks like, on the carry.
I'm not sure if that wasn't a mix-up in the blocking because the right guard pulled left, and they ran the ball right, and I'm not exactly sure how that's supposed to work, but somebody made a mistake, I think. I could be wrong.
But it worked to the tune of 3 yards, and Schell gets his first carry in this contest.
That play will be in the playbook next week.
There you go. It's called the Wolf Special.
And I don't think we'll put my name on that one.
No.
I have enough bad plays.
Is there a play named after you?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Second down and 7 from the 47-yard line. Backs offset now. Dukes has got it off the right side. Across midfield, wakes for the opening, and he doesn't find it across the 50-yard line. Tag team tackle. Three guys in there, including Kyle Renners, coming up from the secondary to help make the hit.
Reggie's now crossed the 50, and they're in what I would consider four-down territory because they've got a chance now. It's 3rd and 2. Dukes is probably going to get the ball twice here, I would guess. And if they don't make a mistake, they should get a first down here and keep the chains moving.
Well, were you surprised by the Eagles punting on 4th down on that prior possession? I was.
Yes. I think they thought they would just keep Reedy botched up, bottled up down there at the 1 or 2 yard line, but it didn't happen.
And the thing you got to remember about Dukes, too, is he's just a junior. He'll be back for another year. He's the lone back in the backfield. Ayala from the gun with two wide at the top, a wing to the bottom. Dukes to the right side, to the 45, has the first down and puts his head down and just finds the opening inside the 42 to the 41. That will move the sticks, and it's another Silver Knight first down as the hit is made on the play by Ben Collado.
Now, the one thing that's going to help Devin Dukes is as he matures and gets back, he has to really work on his foot quickness. Sometimes he slows down to make that cut, and the really great running backs, and he could be a really great running back, they accelerate through those cuts. They just stick their foot in the ground, and they go, and they don't stop, they don't slow down, and right now he's still a little bit tentative on that, but he's going to be pretty good.
But this is a perfect pace for the Silver Knights on offense
absolutely.
Right now, isn't it?
They
eat up some of that
ball.
Clock. One wide to either side. Go with a tight to the top. Handoff goes to big number 4, who rumbles inside the 36 near the 35-yard line. It is Brandon Burks on the carry.
That's the old wing tee right there. That was a trap play inside. They double-teamed on the nose guard. Got a nice kick-out block. Well executed.
Robinson on the hit. So mark the ball at the 36. It'll be 2nd down and 5 from there. Under 1 minute left to go in the first quarter. Tied at 7.
The only reason I know that is because I see a whole bunch of numbers flashing quickly. I still can't read that scoreboard.
From 36, from the gun with one back in the backfield. And he gets the handoff, and it's not Dukes' time. They're putting the ball and finding a gap to inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line. It's Donald Butts, and Butts will set up a 3rd down and short, and that may not happen until the second quarter. Watching the referee to put the ball ready for play, and they do not have to run another play. The whistle was sounded with 21.4 seconds left to go, so they don't have to run another play in the first quarter. They're going to milk as much of that clock as they can. Brian Cross wobbling onto the field with his team and saying, we'll take that after one quarter. We are tied at 7 between the Silver Knights and the Eagles on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
DeSales out to a fast start again. They lead Canal 16-0 after one. Alonzo Booth with a 48-yard touchdown run and Brian Osamoah, a 72-yard touchdown reception. And Worthington Kilbourne leads Hamilton Township 6-3.
And Ryan, here after one quarter at Hilliard-Bradley High School, Bishop Reedy 7, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy 7. Total offense, 100 yards for the Eagles. For the Silver Knights, 135. For Reedy, it's 130 rushing, 5 passing, 81 running, and 19 through the air for CHCA. 5 first downs to 4 for the visitors. 3 penalties for 15 yards for Reedy, 2 for 15 for CHCA. Dukes, 9 carries, 120 yards and a touchdown. Third down and 2, triple stack guy. They hand it off to the third man through and falling. Nope, and still churning and carrying defenders. I thought that Dukes was going to fall forward, but he just carried that defender, put his head down, was able to carry number 5, Kyle Renners, for another 2 yards.
That play was boogered up from the beginning because nose tackle Nick Noyan just drove the center, Patrick Jansen, back into the backfield. And the right guard was trying to pull, come around on that triple stack eye play where they wrapped the guard, and he got bumped off the play, and Devin Dukes did a nice job of just getting his shoulders parallel and getting downhill and getting the first down.
First and 10 from the 25 now of the Eagles. Remember, this drive started at the Silver Knights 1 yard line, 20 seconds into the second quarter, tied at 7. One wide to either side, a wing to the bottom of the set. Dukes now readjusts to the right of Aiello on his first down and 10 play from the gun. Dukes time. Looks for a gap, and they go low this time, and they get him down. We can see that Brady Pfister was lying in wait that time as he turned the corner, and the right side linebacker, returning starter, able to make the hit on the play after a gain of just 1 on them.
Well, they submarined him that time. They came in down underneath and tied up his feet a little bit, and so he couldn't get his body moving forward. So it was a good play by Pfister.
Dukes will check out. Lake's going wide at the top. Butts now in the backfield as well, too. And Dukes is resting along the sidelines, lying down on the turf. Second and 9. Rolling right is Aiello, looking back to his left and throwing up for grabs. Long pass and nearly caught and nearly batted away at the same time. Intended on the play for Teron Crowder. Crowder wants a face guarding or pass interference call.
Well, that's a good no call there because they both had a chance to play for the ball. And the defender really did a great job of getting his hand up and defending. I think he deflected the ball, actually.
So it'll be third down and 9 from the 24-yard line.
That's the old waggle throwback. They had that at Grove City for 1,000 years and scored 1,000,000 points off of it.
Now, Craddock is a freshman. He's got some leg here, but Larry, is this a little too far
to
try?
That's too far, yeah.
40 yards?
40 yards. It'd be about a 41-yarder. That's a little too much for him.
Crowder to the top, Lake to the bottom. And a man in the slot and a timeout going to be taken by the Silver Knights. We'll burn 1-2. 10:42 left to go, tied at 7 here in the second quarter on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at miraclemotormart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to miraclemotormart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Brian Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Grandview has scored 64-yard touchdown pass. They've tied North Union at 7. And Jonathan Alder has a 14-0 lead over Amanda Clear Creek.
I need the Aces to play better. I'm going to see them later on this season.
Yeah, one of my old defensive coordinators, Terry Brink, is out there coaching defense for JA. So it's hard for a Reedy guy to root for JA, but I can do it tonight.
May be hard to believe, but there's actually a Hinton that's coaching out at Amanda.
Yeah, there you go. There's still one left.
There's millions left.
They did a great job down there for about 40 years. I'm telling you, Ron and the cousins and the brothers, and they did a wonderful job.
Two wide to the top, one to the bottom, one back in the backfield. At his butts as Aiello goes back to throw on the out pattern. Has his man far side. It's Lake and needs to extend, and he does so inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Jalen Lake came back to the ball. A good throw that time. You know, I was asking Ryan Cross, who that your quarterback reminds you of that you've had in the past? And he goes back to Nathan Poole, who we had back at Grove City.
Well, let me tell you, Nathan Poole was a phenomenal quarterback. And so Aiello's going to have to get a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster to remind me of Nathan Poole. But if Brian says that, I'll give him the go ahead.
Decent arm strength, and he is just a sophomore at 5'9". I'm not sure he's going to grow much more than that, but, you know, he won't be a Poole or like an Elijah Smurth weight either with the size that he
has. He has an uncanny ability to fit the ball in. That's really what he does.
Yep.
He doesn't have a great arm. It's just a very accurate arm. He puts it in the right spots.
Three to the top, one back in the backfield, going to whistle, and another timeout going to be taken by Reedy. They'll burn it now with 10-10 left to go. They've taken their second timeout. We'll pause again for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Brian Asamoah has struck again, this time a 17-yard touchdown run, and DeSales leads Canal 23-0. And on the second play from scrimmage, E.J. Caldwell goes 80 yards up the gut. Upper Arlington has a 7-0 lead over Westerville North.
Oh, Westerville North was off to an exciting start there with Coach Wetzel and company, and now having to deal with Coach Cutler. This drive started at 3:46 the first quarter, 11 plays so far, 85 yards. It's taken 5:36 off the clock. Scott Rex, the best in the business when it comes to numbers. Obviously, Larry is not.
Ooh.
First and 10 to the 14-yard line. And they're going to take it inside the 10-yard line. Far hash to the 9, to the 8. And a good game that time on the play as the Silver Knights are going to have a second down and short as Butts on the carry that time.
Donald Butts carried the ball last week a lot because Devin Dukes went out in the first quarter after three carries. And I was really impressed. This young man isn't as big, obviously, not as strong, but he gets a good body lean, he gets skinny in the hole, and he makes yards.
12 carries for 64 yards against the Bruins of Briggs last week. Second down and 2 from just inside the 8-yard line. And he stays in there. And he will keep it and take it off the right side. Needed to get down to right around the 5-yard line for the first down. I'm not sure he got there. I think it'll be third down and short. Dukes continues to sit on the bench here, trying to rest up. Had to deal with a situation where his body sometimes, Larry, just goes too fast and the heart beats too fast.
Yep. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating for him. It's frustrating for Reedy. You know, because he's your best running back and you want him to carry the ball. It's third and one. You'd rather have him in there.
They stack the backs in the triple stack now on a third down and a long one from just past the 5-yard line. Second man through. Wow, nothing there that time as they handed it off to Brandon Burke. And Burke's got to maybe the 5-yard line, but he's going to be shy of the first down. Let's see if they try to get three. I think Craddock's going to check into this contest. So this is not more really than an extra point except by about 6 feet. It'll be about a 22-yard attempt if they go that route with 8:24 left to go here in the first half. So the opportunity to take the lead. Good snap, plenty of leg, the kick is up, and this freshman does have moxie. It's good, 10-7, Silver Knights on top, 8:13 left to go first half on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
One of the biggest games in the area this week, Hilliard-Davidson taking on Hilliard-Bradley. Davidson has an early 7-0 lead, and Pickerington North scores early. They're up 6-0 over Centerville.
So there you go. You had Hilliard in that one, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. But I had the other Hilliard.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that.
It's like Daryl, my other brother Daryl.
Thank you, Mr. Newhart. Kranick with a 22-yard field goal, 15 plays, a 93-yard drive that took more than half a quarter, 7:33. The only thing that would have made it better for the Silver Knights is if that would have been a touchdown instead of a field goal, but still they take the lead now, 10-7, 8:13 left to go in the first half.
Well, this game, the pace of this game is going exactly the way Brian Cross wants it. It's methodical. It's time-consuming. It's, hey, we got to stop against them. And they stopped us once, and, you know, we traded punts, but we got the ball back and scored. They just have to keep scoring.
Kranick has it teed up at the 40 back deep. Baker and Barnard on the wings and Gamble in the middle. And, again, they kick it away from Gamble. And this time they're going to kick it to Barnard, and he's up across the 30,
watch
35.
Out. Watch out.
The 40, midfield. The 40 cuts it back. 20, 15, 10, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. 80 yards on the kick return that time by Alex Barnard. 5'10", 165, and a sophomore. And just like that, the Eagles take the lead back after the Silver Knights had the ball for over 7 minutes to get a three-point lead. That's what Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy has now with 4 minutes gone in the second quarter.
Well, the amazing thing about what just happened there, as bad as it seems, obviously he just gave up a kick return for the second week in a row. Reedy's offense is going to go back on the field, and so is Cincinnati's defense. And if you can simply wear them out on defense, you've got a chance to stay in this game. So I know it sounds crazy, but as bad as that might seem, it may not be as bad as it should be.
But it would help to have Dukes
yes.
out there for you. Now, I think they only have 10 on the field. The Eagles yes. doing offense right now.
Now, this is a mistake that the University of Texas made last week against Notre Dame. They tried to kick the extra point as time was running out. Just take the penalty. Just take the penalty. It's 5 yards. You can make this field.
Low snap. There's the kick. It is up, and that was barely good. Just made it inside the left upright. So it's 14-10 now with 8 minutes left to go in the first half. And coming up at halftime of this contest, I will talk with Dan DeCrane, who is running the clock tonight right now, but he's also the head boys basketball coach at Bishop Reedy. He will join us on the highlighter. Also heads up the Castle crew over there. We'll talk about that at halftime. And in fact, they had a tailgate before this contest. We'll also have scores from Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran coming up the break. We'll hear from Todd Bell, and he'll talk about where things stand for Ohio Dominican after their opening week loss and a game coming up tomorrow night that you can hear here on AM 820. So, your thoughts now at this point. You said Bishop Reedy, if they can milk some more of the clock, they're in good shape. But we'd like to have Devin Dukes back on the field, but he's laying down right now along the bench, and he's got his jersey and his shoulder pads off, and he's got one leg elevated as he's resting on the turf.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's coming back tonight. I mean, this is a problem that's been ongoing, and you know, until you get this medically resolved, it is just so frustrating for everybody involved. I mean, the coaches, you know, you have a great running back. You'd like to run him. The training staff, they'd like to fix it. His teammates would love to have him, and they just can't do it. And it's an issue. It's a real issue.
A young man that lives with his grandparents, and they've done a great job mentoring him.
Cincinnati Hills, Lake.
When you're talking about a 2,100-yard rusher last year as a sophomore.
Sheffer with a kick. A line drive affair. It's going to hit inside the 20-yard line. Scooped up there by Butts. He's going to bring it back. Cuts back near side. Loads two defenders. Then gets up to the 30-yard line and falls forward to the 33. Nice little shifty move there at around the 27. Got him another 5 yards. And the Silver Knights will get it back with 7:52 left to go here in the first half.
Now, the problem for Donald Butts is he goes both ways anyhow, but now he's going to be the premier back and go both ways. So not only is he going to be the star on defense and play that position, but now he's going to be the feature running back. And he's going to wear out. I mean, he's not a big guy, so...
We have an official's timeout on the field. I think they're allowing for a water break for both of these teams. They appointed to themselves like it was an official's timeout, so each team is going to get a water break. Remember that Reedy has burned two of their timeouts, and Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy still has their full allotment of three. Ryan Baker is back at the studios of the AM 820, and Ryan, what's going on for you back there at Mission Control?
Well, DeSales has finally given up a touchdown. Canal has a long touchdown pass. They cut the lead to 23-7. Watterson has scored. They have a 7-0 lead over Walsh. And Marquette Dixon, 65-yard touchdown run. Hartley leads Marion Franklin tonight. Don't forget, we'll give you a bunch of the scores at halftime tonight. And stay with us after the game. Lee Cochran and myself bring you the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports. It's a good time. Make sure you stick around. Get all the scores. We'll talk to the coaches as well. And the guru, Lee, he knows everything about high school football in the area.
And they pack a lot of living into an hour plus, I can tell you that. They can talk to eight coaches in an hour and still give you the scores three or four times. So please check it out. We'll tell you a little bit, too, about the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game as well, too. That's coming up in just a moment. First and 10 now for Bishop Reedy from the 33-yard line. 7:52 left to go in the first half, and they're down now 14-10. It's Butts off the left side, and boy, they got him awful high. It looked like they got him by the helmet, and no call there. Somebody grabbed at least the side of the helmet. It was almost a horse collar as well, too, and he's brought down after a gain of one on the at the 34, second and nine from there.
And that was Darian Woods that grabbed him up around the shoulder pads and up around the ear holes, if you will, and wrestled him to the ground.
And Woods, returning starter, 6 feet, 215, and senior. They like some speed. Larry on the outside with their DNs. If you notice, both of those guys go about 215, and they can move.
Yep.
Good frames. One is Kyle Mueller, by the way, the son of the head coach. He's 6'4 and 215 as a junior.
Long, lean, athletic-looking kids.
Lake and Crowder to the top of the set. Under center this time is Aiello. One back, and that's Butts. Cuts it back the other way. Gives ground to the 33, and he cannot get back. He was looking for that gap and couldn't find it and knocked back down around the 30-yard line. A good little cutback there, but when he gave ground, he never got it back.
Butts is on the field now.
Oh, boy.
Stop was by Colado.
So, Larry, if that's the scenario, you've already lost Dukes, who's not playing right now. You've got Jayshon Norris, who got injured last week.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Butts is gone. Does Brandon Burks become your feature back then?
Burks, or they're going to have to move Terran Crowder in or somebody.
Or Lake.
You know, Lake, somebody. I mean, obviously they've got this contingency plan for it. You always do that. I think we're all pessimists. We think everybody's going to get hurt at one position, and we always prepare guys. But what they're really going to have to do is they're going to have to put the ball in Austin Iowa's hands, and he's going to have to throw those short 5- and 6-yard passes. And then when the defense comes up, he's going to have to go over the top, and he's going to have to strike like he did last week when they didn't have Devin.
Well, Butts is still down on the field right now, and they're going to bring the water out. As they do that, we'll pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Brian Baker back in the AM 820 studios. We said Canal Winchester scored. Jared Noble takes the ensuing kickoff 86 yards to the 1-yard line. Alonzo Booth punches it in. DeSales now leads Canal 30-7. In a huge game down in Grove City tonight, the Dogs have a pick six. They have a 7-0 lead over Central Crossing. And Victor White has a 3-yard touchdown run. New Albany leads Licking Heights 7-0 as well.
Good to see that Mr. Butts is coming off the field. He's flexing, Larry, that right shoulder a little bit right now as he comes off the field.
Yeah, the trainer's going to put him through a series of tests here. And he looks to be okay. He's got range of motion and all that good stuff. Probably just a good shoulder hit, and he'll be sore in the morning.
I think Jack Foley is now in there at running back. And he's just a freshman. On a third down and nearly 10. Foley gets the handoff around the left side, out across the 35-yard line. He's got some scoop. And a nice gain out to the 38-yard line. And Reedy wants a late hit along the sidelines, but they're not going to get it with 6:33 left to go. Set up a punting situation now with the ball just past the 37. It'll be fourth down and 6.
You know, the little freshman got the football, and he ran like he was scared. You know what I mean? He ran like he was trying to get somewhere and run
to daylight,
a
baby.
And there wasn't any daylight, so he got scooting. He did a nice job there.
So the mass unit Crows at running back now for the Silver Knights.
And this is where the game gets real tenuous for the Silver Knights because they're down a few running backs and a few folks, and this game can get ugly in a hurry.
And remember, too, Butts is a starter on defense, too. You talked about that, so you lose a linebacker as well, too. Aiello standing back at his own 24-yard line. Good snap this time. Gets it off. And return's going to start in stride from the 40-yard line across the 45 midfield. And on the return, look out, all the way down inside the 40-yard line to the 39. It's number 21, and that's Alex Barnard, who had the touchdown return on the kickoff. And he's going to take it back some 21 yards or so for a nice little setup for the Eagles. First and 10 from the 39, 6:21 left to go. They're up in this contest 14-10 in quarter number two.
Well, Donald Butts is what he plays what they call the star position, which is kind of a hybrid position. If you had a two deep, he might be a two deep safety, roll down into the box and play the old monster position back in the old 60s and 70s. They used to call it that, but I don't know who exactly can do that. You have to be a hybrid type of player to play that position.
Christian Schill is in there right now to replace him. First and 10 from the 39-yard line.
That's a famous Reedy family as well.
Kanatsky hands it off. And look at Gamble. Turn on the afterburners to the outside inside the 35. And there's a flag that was tossed in. It's tossed out of bounds and tossed back inbounds. The flag hit one of the guys running downfield for the Silver Knights, and it got tossed back out of the field then. Holding is the call against the Eagles.
I don't want your stinking flag. He just fired it back onto the field.
So holding is a call from the spot of the infraction. Move it back to the 43-yard line. They need to get it down to the 29. So they'll need about 14 yards for first down with 6:15 left to go. Trying to get used to this new watch here, the old style. I like the digital.
The big hand is on the 10, and the little hand is on the 8. That means it's 10:80 o'clock.
Thank you very much. I can tell you a story about time in a second here. Banatsky on the quarterback draw, 45 to the left side, 40. Weaves inside the 36 to the 35 before he's brought down. I actually had a chance to work with Red Barber, the living legend, on a game. And legendary baseball announcer, for those that don't know him. He passed away in his early 90s. But he used to carry an egg timer in his briefcase. And I asked him why. He said in his early days, he was told he didn't give the score enough. So every time the Sands went through the timer, he gave the score, and he'd flip it over, and he did that for 50 years.
Hey, by the way, what's the score?
It is now 14-10. Hasn't changed. Screen left side. Gamble's got room. 35-30, 25. Cuts it back to the 20.
Look out.
He's got blockers all over the place. 15 to the 10. Angular move that time, and he'll take it into the end zone. Boy, he has great field vision. Takes the 35 yards for the touchdown and make it 20-10 in favor of the Eagles.
Well, I was just going to say about Reedy, they had no answer for the quarterback draw because they're so worried about the passing game. When he does drop back to pass Vanatsky, he's got open lanes to run. Then he drops back to pass, and Reedy pressures him, and he dumps it right over the middle to his best running back in the middle screen, and the rest is history.
And Larry, it was a 35-yard run, but he ran about 55 yards with that long angular approach.
He just kept his head up and his eyes open, and he just cut back across, and he had a wall of blockers.
Sheffer for the extra point. Snap, kick, between the uprights. It's 21-10, 5:29 left to go. We'll pause for 30 on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our customers. Dan says, I can attest to their quality customer service and their commitment to delivering an unmatched customer experience. I have personally purchased my last 10 vehicles from Miracle Motor Mart, and if my extended family is included, that number jumps up to over 28. Sincerely, Daniel Horgan, Mayor of Akron, Ohio. Miracle Motor Mart, where we treat everybody like the mayor.
Jonathan Alder now has a 21-0 lead over Amanda Clear Creek. Centerville has scored. They lead Pickerington North 7-0. Davidson has struck again. They have an early 14-0 lead over Hilliard Bradley.
And here Ryan Vanatsky hit a 35-yard pass to Gamble. Keyshawn rumbled in for the score. Sheffer added the PAT. Three plays, 39 yards. Took less than a minute, 52 seconds after the short kick and the long return. And just like that, what was a close game is now an 11-point cushion for Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, located sort of, I would call that, Larry, in South Mason, Ohio. If Mason had a north and a south, it's on the south end.
All
the
I Mason-Dixon know line is there. You go down 71 south, it sits. Their stadium sits right on the freeway. You can see it from the freeway. It's a wonderful, beautiful school, beautiful facility.
Mark Mueller some interesting comments about coaching his son. He said, I sat back and thought about it. I could be my son's father forever, but I can only coach him for a couple of years.
Yep.
So he took that opportunity. Sheffer to boot it.
It's one of the most fun things I ever did in my life.
Coach your son?
Yep.
Did he feel the same way? We had whistles before that. I think they left early, so.
Yeah, and in fact, we've discussed that. We actually have discussed that.
And,
you know, he had multiple shoulder injuries, multiple. I think he had 16 or 17 shoulder dislocations. And he, I've asked him, I said, would you trade that? He said, I wouldn't trade Friday night for anything. He said, what we did on Friday night was so special, I'll remember it the rest of my life. So, I must not have damaged him too badly.
Well, my brother coached both of his sons and his daughter in high school basketball, so you can imagine what that was like.
Yeah, well.
To be able to coach three different kids on a boys' basketball team than a girls' basketball team.
You know, you spend so much time with everybody else's kids that when you finally get a chance to coach your own kids, you just hope you don't waste that time. You know, you just want it to be as special as you think it can be, and it was. It was a really good time.
So the kick will now come from the 35-yard line for Sheffer and Company. And pushes it along the ground.
Ooh.
It's to be covered at the 33. Boy, he had some chance to advance that. A lot of real estate there, but it's corralled and covered up immediately right at the 30. And there's a flag after the play at the 47-yard line, and some of the Eagle players are pushing one of their own back.
Flag on the play.
I'm not exactly sure what could have happened there. You know,
it's got to be a personal foul against somebody.
Yeah,
it's against Reedy.
Penalties against Bishop Reedy. Personal foul.
Well, that's the last thing the Silver Knights needed. And on a night when we have, I ask, it is indeed Hawaiian night for the student section there for Bishop Reedy.
Well, there you have it.
I asked, and they did know that Hawaii was a state.
Did they know what the capital of Hawaii was? You didn't ask them, did you?
Hawaiiville.
South Hawaiiville.
Hawaiiapolis. Hawaii City.
Kona.
I think it's Steve McGarrettville. Welcome, Dano.
Cuff him, Chin.
Murder One. I love the original.
Oh, yeah.
Seen the remake.
The remake's not bad, though. It's a remake.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
First and 10 from the 20 for the Silver Knights. This time, backs from an eye. And they'll take it right up the gut and burrow their way for about 4 yards on the play.
Good news is Donald Butts is back in the game for Reedy, and that's important.
But he was a decoy in that play, as the deep man did not get the hand off. I think it was Burks on the carry that time, big number four. And he'll get it up to around the 24. Actually, he'll touch the 25, so they're halfway home. Second and five from there. As we approach 5 minutes left to go in the first half, 21-10, Eagles on top of the Silver Knights.
Reedy needs about a five-minute drive here and punch it in for a seven to get this thing back under control.
Remember, the Eagles will get the ball to start the second half. Crowder on an island wide to the bottom, backs offset from an eye. And a fumble on the snap, fought for, and the Eagles say they have it. And I think they do. Waiting for the mass of humanity to be unsorted there.
Well, Reedy came out of the pile.
Reedy got the ball. That was a Georgetown fake there. Even some Silver Knights acted like the Eagles had the football, but they recover Aiello and company.
Well, who gets it is one thing. Who comes out with it
there
is another.
Go.
So that's, you know.
Look at the teeth marks on your legs and your arms.
Don't come off the pile till you have the ball. Just do what you have to do to get the ball.
You're listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 as we approach the top of the hour. 4:16 left to go. It's third down and five again from the 25-yard line. Again, the backs are offset. Toss sweep near side. Butts looks for a gap. Has to get to the 30-yard line. He's only going to get to the 26, and that's it. Brought down. Great penetration by the defensive front. There were three guys circling to the ball carrier. I'm trying to wait for this one guy to turn around so I can give you his number. And it's number 11 that time making the hit. And indeed, that is Justin Peck who makes the hit on the play.
Well, I know there's a song out there about Highway to the Danger Zone, but that's exactly where Reedy is right now. These last 3 or 4 minutes of this half are critically important for the Silver Knights.
Aiello to punt, standing back at his own 12-yard line. Twin safeties at midfield. Snapped a little low, but gets it up, and it goes up. And I mean up, and that's about it. It's going to hit at around the 40-yard line. Stay in bounce, and bounce to the 35, and it's kicked by the Silver Knights right at the 35-yard line, kicked up to the 44-yard line. Inadvertent little use of the Metatarsals there. With 3:21 left to go. 9 yards net on that punt.
That was not pretty. And that's exactly what the Knights did not need, because now Cincinnati has the ball at the 35. They've got a little mojo working for them. They got 3:21 on the clock. And they could put this game not out of reach, but in significant trouble for the Silver Knights.
Is that Devin Duke still lying down on the sidelines there by the bench?
Yep. First down, Cincinnati Hills.
So first down for CHCA.
Ta-ta.
From the 35-yard line. One back in the backfield, man in motion, top to bottom. It's going to be Baker getting the handoff. And he goes nowhere. He went left to right, and a flag at the end of the play as Baker's brought down. Did they grab the face mask, perhaps? Or no, holding is a call against the Eagles.
Well, that's one of those plays that it's a spot violation, and you can get 10 additional from there. I'd take it.
Yeah, the flag's resting at the 44-yard line. The original line of scrimmage was the 35. Well, they're going to mark the ball to the 42-yard line. So it'll be second down and 17 from there. Would you have taken it?
Well, if you get 10 from the spot, absolutely. Only because it's going to take them more time.
Mm-hmm. Carpenter to the top. Also to the top is Baker, one wide to the bottom now. One man in the backfield next to Vanatsky, who goes straight back to throw. And we got whistles before the start of the play, and we have a false start on the offense. We have motion on the right side of the line. We've been playing long enough. We don't need that anymore.
No. Don't need no stinking illegal procedures.
Boy, you get a line you like, and you stay with it.
It's scary.
You have to have a lot of confidence in your material to use it twice. Remember that. The words of Bill Murray.
Bill Murray said that.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella story.
It is now second down and a furlong. The ball's back at the 47. They need to get it down to the 25. They need 22. Under 3 minutes left to go first half. Trips now to the top, one to the bottom. One back in the backfield to the left of Vanatsky, the quarterback. Danny rolling. Gamble, the lead man, now is a blocker. Floats out of the backfield. They look downfield. The pass up for grabs and incomplete. Boy, I tell you what, Butt's got a break there because he never looked back to the football. If he looks back, two things could happen. He could have batted it down, or he was in perfect position to intercept that pass.
The one thing he did do, though, is he played right through the hands of the offensive player. In other words, the offensive player's eyes will get big and his hands will reach for the ball. When they do, you should play right through his hands if you can't see the ball. And that's what he did and disrupted the pass.
It'll be third down and 22 from the 47-yard line with 2:45 left to go in the first half. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy has scored to the tune of 21 points. Bishop Reedy has 10 on the board, week number 3 of the CCL Game of the Week.
Watch for that middle screen.
Yep, two wide either side. Gamble going to float out. Right. This time they'll go bubble screen to the bottom of the set. It's the tight end inside the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. Has the first down all the way down inside the 21-yard line as they send a little bubble out to Mason Bernhardt, who has one catch already in this contest, and that time picks up 26 and has more than enough for the first down with 2:36 left.
Well, we had the screen call. We just didn't have the right screen.
And some update information for you from Greg Savaldi, our fearless engineer. Devin Dukes is now sitting on the bench, and he's putting his jersey and pads back on. Vanatsky straight back to the throw with four wideouts, looking long across middle, has a man in stride, touchdown. Count it. Adam Baker. Is that 17? And there's a flag at the end of the play back at the 17-yard line.
It's either Peck or Baker. I can't tell the difference between the 11
17 and the 11. I think it was 11. It might have been Peck. Justin Peck caught it about 6 yards deep in the end zone. And there's a flag resting at the 17-yard line. We'll see what the call is. It's dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Eagles. So that'll be after the touchdown, though.
Penalties against Cincinnati Hills, unsportsmanlike conduct.
So what do you do here? Do you just wait till the kickoff and enforce it there?
Yep, take your 15 on the kickoff.
I don't think it really matters that much if you march them back 15 yards here on the extra point. If it was a closer game, I'd say yes.
The only thing that would matter is if that penalty wasn't a dead ball.
Yeah, it was dead
that
ball, though.
Helped.
Hand is up first. Dead ball, personal foul, and sportsmanlike conduct called against Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy. We just got the point, meaning that will be enforced on the kickoff. So the kickoff will come from back of the 25-yard line. So if you're looking for a Silver Knight silver lining, they should get decent field position on the next possession. Shepherd to make it 28-10 with 2:23 left to go. Pressure on, puts it up, the kick is up, and it is good. 28-10, we'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Randy, St. Charles has a 14-7 lead over Big Walnut. Marquette Dixon has scored again. He's got two tonight. Hartley leads Marion Franklin 14-0. And Gahanna has a huge lead over St. John's out of Hamilton, Ontario, 28-0.
I got news for you. Larry has a huge lead over St. John's out of Ontario as well, too. I don't understand the concept of playing the Canadian teams anymore. I really don't.
Well, the Canadian teams want to come down here to play. That's first and foremost. Second of all, they're usually big schools, and they get you a lot of computer points, and they're not very good, but they go back to Canada, and they win five or six games. So it's kind of a win-win. We used to schedule a team from Canada come down from Toronto because they were a huge
school.
Do you pay
their expenses?
No.
Oh, they pay their own expenses?
They're happy to come down.
And who pays for them to stay overnight?
They do.
Okay, they stay one night, just
usually
a Friday
stay
night?
Stay Friday night, and like okay. Saturday morning we'd do something together, and then they go off on their way home.
It's almost like a bye week as far as I'm concerned. Vanaski, 21-yard pass to Peck, 4 plays, 35 yards, 58 seconds off the clock. Vanaski now, 4 of 8 passing for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns, 3 carries for 31 yards, and the kickoff again to start from the 25 after the unsportsmanlike call against the Eagles. And they'll pooch along the ground, and it's a short kick, and the Silver Knights have it. After 12 yards, and speaking of 12, it's scooped up on the play by Ryan Wood, who takes it from the 37 down to the 34, maybe the 33-yard line.
Very heads-up play by Ryan Wood. I mean, they were trying to just kick a squibber and hope to get Reedy stopped around midfield somewhere, and Ryan picked it right off the ground and advanced it about 7 or 8 yards.
And guess who's back into the contest, ladies and gentlemen? Please rise. Devin Dukes back into the game for the Silver Knights. A late score would be huge here if they could get it with 2:19 left to go.
Yeah.
They have one timeout remaining, and remember, CHCA will get the ball back first to start the second half.
Yeah. Reedy would really like to take about 2 minutes off this clock and score and cut into that lead. You know, the last 4 or 5 minutes, they've put up 3 touchdowns here.
First and 10, mark it officially at the 34 of the Eagles. Aiello, high snap, hands it off. Dukes has to give ground to the 40-yard line, and he's going to be brought down at the 38. The snap was high, Larry, and that blew up things from the get-go.
Yeah, as soon as you get a high snap, all the timing and everything gets all whopper-jawed.
So mark the ball back to the 38-yard line. They'll lose 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 14 from there. Under 2 minutes left in the first half.
This might be one of those times when you may fake a ball to Devin Dukes and then throw back to him on something, you know what I mean? Something
right.
That, like, he doesn't have it, like you're going to roll away or throw a middle screen to him.
Well, you got Jalen Lake one-on-one coverage here to the bottom of the set. They're going to hand it off instead to the fullback right up the middle. Burks inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. A couple of yards shy of the first down. The clock will continue to tick. Mark it at the 27, third and 2 from there with just under 90 seconds left.
Well, Reedy's already burned a couple of their timeouts, so they're down to 1, I think.
Yes, they are,
and
sir.
So you're down to, going to be under a minute here.
Third down and a long 2 from the 27-yard line. Dukes has got it. Dukes stood up. Can he fall forward across the 25? Got hit at the 26, falls forward near the 25-yard line, and I'm not sure he got it. Could be fourth down and 1. Let's see if they burn a timeout or if they measure. Now Reedy's going to take a timeout.
We're at the 1 minute mark exactly.
And they burn their third and final timeout of the first half. So whatever they do here, they have to do in the last 60 seconds, sans timeout. So, you know, Larry, it seems like for the latecomers, Bishop Reedy got what they wanted to early in this contest, but what turned the tide for the Eagles?
Well, they couldn't sustain the ball on offense. When Dukes went out, they didn't have that power downhill running attack that they had in the first drive or two. And then they had a bad punt, turned it over on the short side of the field that way, and the rest, as they say, is history. I mean, you get the one touchdown run, then you get the screen pass that goes big, and then it's like a snowball going downhill. And that's really the secret. They had the screen pass that went for, 35 yards, I think it was, to Keyshawn, and he cut back. Then the big screen pass down here on the sideline got 26 yards. Then the seam route on the touchdown pass. I mean, all these things just keep adding up. And Reedy needs to stop that tide right now and score. And then come out and put a stop on him and get another score. And now you've got a football game.
Fourth down and less than one. Tight set, triple stack for the Silver Knights from the 25. Toss goes to Dukes. He's got one. He's got two. He's got three. He's got the first down. That will stop the clock eventually at 56.2 while they move the chains.
Now, what I didn't like on that run right there is Devin Dukes came up, and there were a couple guys getting ready to hit him, and he slowed down to hit them. Good running backs accelerate through the hit. And what happens then is you break tackles. Defenders don't like it when running backs get faster right as they're about to hit them.
Who was the best at that you ever coached or saw?
David Key at Hartley was pretty doggone good at that. I mean, he could just level off and just explode.
Triple stack, first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Aiello, boots, looks, wants to throw. Pressure, spin move to get away from one defender inside the 25, but to the 24, knocked down. He has to hurry up and get up and spike the ball now. Clock is evaporating. 36, 35, 34, 33. They need more of a sense of urgency. They get back to the line of scrimmage. Aiello gets ready to spike it, but, wow, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy calls a timeout.
They must not have liked their set.
I'm counting the number of guys they have on the field. Looks like a lot of guys out there.
It does look like a lot of guys. One just left. They had 12.
They had 12. I wondered, because it looked like a new 4-4-4 defense.
They're tough to throw against. Yeah. They're tough to run against.
They had the parking lot, too. So they burn a timeout. That's the first. So Reedy gets a chance now to regroup with 29.8 left to go. Yeah. Second down and dozen. You can put Lake back into the contest, too.
And I'm not real familiar with that rule, because once the ball is set and you have 12 on the field, you know, right, the ball was set. I don't know if you can call time. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. I don't know what that, and I could be wrong about that, but it just seems to me like the offense was penalized there for not being able to run the play. When you set the ball, they should have been able to snap it. I don't know.
I think Reedy will take in this scenario, because the snap was going to be a spike instead, so they would have lost the down.
Yep.
So it'll be second down and almost a dozen with the ball resting at the 24-yard line. 29.8 left to go. They're down by 18 at 28-10. From the 24, Dukes in the backfield, Aiello from the gun. Two receivers to his left, looks that way, guns it downfield, overthrows the pass, it's picked off. Intercepted by the Eagles, back across the 10, the 15, the 20, up to the 25-yard line, to the 26, and that will thwart the drive in this first half as they come up with a big pick, and on the interception that time, it is Austin Young making the play, the cornerback, 5'8", 156, and a junior.
Well, that ball had to be thrown, and it had to be thrown, you know, in that direction. It just was overthrown and underthrown. Overthrown on the short receiver, underthrown on the long receiver.
Do you try anything here with 20 seconds left to go in a half?
Well, you've got a great running back. Why not get him the ball?
All right.
I mean, seriously, get him the ball. If you throw a center screen or middle screen again, he could go the distance. Because Reedy's going to be in some kind of prevent. They're probably going to be in some kind of four deep coverage here. They have two safeties. The corners will bail.
From the 27, it's first and 10. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom. And it's Barnard on the handoff up across the 40, the 45, midfield, Barnard, 40, 35, down the sidelines, 20, 15, 10, the explosive sophomore scores for the second time. He goes 73 yards, 8.7 seconds left to go, and then it was 34-10. Wow. Well, so much for Gamble, they didn't need him.
Nope. He just gave it to Barnard, and he just took it on it was just an inside zone, straight up. Blocking kind of play, nothing fancy. He cut it back, and he was gone.
Once he got to midfield, you called it, Larry. Nobody's going to catch him. Great acceleration. Nope. There's the future of the backfield for the squad. And Sheffer now for the extra point. Snap, kick. They got the pressure on that time, but he still got it off. It's 35-10. Here with 8.7 seconds left in the first half.
That's not just a nail. That's the whole coffin.
Well, that's two touchdowns right there.
Right.
I mean, in essence, you're looking at 28-10 where you could have made it 28-17.
Correct.
Cut it to maybe two scores with a two-point conversion and a field goal. And now instead you're looking at a 25-point cushion. One more score and we've got the continuous clock in the second half.
Well, and Cincinnati's going to get the football to start.
So it's very possible is what you're trying to say. The inference by you, Mr.
Yes, absolutely.
Wolf,
I mean,
there?
Well, you know, the body language on the Reedy bench right now is, you know, hands on hips, and it's like, oh, woe is me. And, you know, they have to put that out of their mind and play the next play. And it's almost impossible to do, but that's what you have to do, and that's what this game teaches you to do.
Barnard, 73 yards. That play took 12 seconds for the touchdown to make the margin 25 points. Don't forget, coming up next week, we should have a pretty doggone good game.
It's boring. I mean, it's going to be DeSales and Hartley. Are you kidding me? It's going to be terrible. Neither one of these teams can beat anybody. They're like the worst teams in Central. Are you kidding me? I've been looking forward to this game for 4 weeks.
Way to sell it up, Chief.
I'm doing my best. I'm telling you, these guys, there is going to be an all-out assault.
Because if there was AP football, you would teach that too.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Well, see, Hartley got beat. DeSales beat them last year. And if you remember that game,
I do.
Hartley was the better team and lost the game because DeSales played better. It was one of those.
And DeSales had to go three deep at running back, too,
absolutely,
in that contest.
They got some guys hurt. They made some trickeration plays. And
Sheffer with the kickoff. And we had one fan with an interesting comment there. Up across the 30, up to the 35, up to maybe the 36-yard line.
That was somebody's mom.
Christian Schell on the return. Wow.
That's what I loved about them. They just told you exactly
what
they thought.
Come on, go out there and hit them, is what she said to paraphrase.
Yeah, somewhere above the chin and below the nose.
That's right. So the clock reads 2.7 seconds left. Do you try anything here
no.
for the Silver Knights?
No. Just take a knee and get out of here and regroup.
If you're looking for positive, Devin Dukes will have some time to rest at halftime, too, so perhaps he can be more of a factor in the second half. Dukes is back almost as a safety, about 9 yards back. Ayala will take the knee, and that'll do it for the first half. 35-10, the tally in this one at the half in favor of Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy as Reedy came in at 1-1, and the Eagles came in at 2-0. With that being said, it's time for a halftime show. We'll have the highlighter coming up in a couple minutes where we'll talk to Dan Crane, who is the head basketball coach at Bishop Reedy, also runs the Castle Crew, and more. All that and more when you come back to the CCL Game of the Week is presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common.